from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee resigns. The head of the U.S. Democratic Party resigned Sunday on the eve of the party's national convention, set to affirm former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as its 2016 presidential nominee. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, head of the DNC, quit the post amid a furor over leaked emails that show party leaders mocked and criticized the upstart campaign of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while he was waging an unexpectedly tough challenge to Clinton for the nomination. Wasserman Schultz, a U.S. representative from Florida, was expected to officially step down at the end of this week's convention in Philadelphia. Now, Sanders had demanded that Wasserman Schultz resign after WikiLeaks disclosed nearly 20,000 emails from Democratic Party leaders over the last year and a half. With more on the convention, VOA's Michael Bowman.
Democratic nominee-to-be Hillary Clinton says in coming days she will draw a sharp contrast with her Republican opponent.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls.
Clinton spoke Saturday with her new vice presidential pick, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, while Donald Trump focused on illegal immigration and other perceived threats to America at last week's Republican National Convention, Kaine is making direct appeals to the nation's growing Hispanic community and highlighting his fluency in Spanish.
Bienvenidos a todos en nuestro país.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Now, who's to be the first to address the Democratic National Convention? It's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This is VOA News. Members of Turkey's ruling and main opposition parties are rallying together in support of democracy and to condemn the bloody coup attempt of July the 15th. The rally, held under tight supervision Sunday in Istanbul's iconic Taksim Square, was called for by Turkey's largest opposition group, the Secular Republican People's Party. The International Olympic Committee has decided not to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme, but they will have to toe the line on certain criteria before they'll be allowed to participate. The announcement came after an IOC meeting today. The president, Thomas Bloch of the IOC.
Every human being is entitled to individual justice. There we have set the bar to the absolute limit for how Russian athletes can achieve to compete in Rio. All of them have to meet individually this number of very strict criteria we have established today.
Now, Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko says he is grateful to the IOC for not imposing a blanket ban on Russians competing at the Rio Olympics. He said, these criteria are, of course, very tough, but this is a particular challenge for our team, and I can say I'm absolutely sure that the majority of the Russian national team will fulfill these criteria. German investigators say the teenage gunman who killed 9 people Friday night in the capital of Munich received psychiatric treatment and planned the mass shooting for more than a year. Thomas Steinkross Cook, a spokesman for the Munich prosecutor's office, said the 18-year-old, identified only as David S., received inpatient treatment in 2015 for 2 months before getting outpatient care. In addition to suffering from depression, the suspect had fears of contact with others. A British-based human rights group said Syrian government airstrikes struck 5 makeshift hospitals Saturday in rebel-held areas, killing 1 infant and jeopardizing medical care for more than 200,000 civilians in rebel-held areas. The Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes disabled 4 clinics in the provincial capital of Aleppo and another one just west of the city. Afghanistan is marking a national day of mourning on the day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others during a peaceful protest rally. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. China's standoff with its neighbors over the South China Sea territorial dispute is expected to again be the focus as foreign ministers from the region and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gather in Laos this week. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.